Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A great honor, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce former state senator Tony Boucher here for a few minutes. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Good. Thank you.
You did run for governor, didn't you? I think so.
No, I explored the possibility.
Okay, let's put
and
that right.
I assessed that possibly, given the politics of the state, that it was best to fight for the state Senate seat since we had an 18-18 tie.
So you went, I mean, essentially, it's something, an interview I heard you talking about, you know, the dire straits the state is facing right now. And it comes to the point of losing population. And, you know, right now it's not, you know, an outflow like, you know, cutting a vein or something. But you have a lot of people that are bailing out of the state. And when it comes to revenues, that then costs money.
You got that right. In fact, Connecticut is one of the only New England states that recorded a lower population last year and the fifth straight year of population loss.
Why are they leaving, Tony?
Well, I think that United Airlines that moves people has a record. You know, they record this every year. They have 65% outbound Connecticut residents versus 32% coming in, and they have assessed the very top reason is jobs. And jobs are moving them out. And we no longer are attracting big companies that have a job growth that the state needs to really be viable. So that is one of the principal problems the state has. And that is because Connecticut really punishes business. It has very negative business climate. And it got much worse this year.
I was talking to a guy 30 minutes ago. And I guess the Congressional Budget Office did a study, and they found that the $15 minimum wage in the long run will cost you jobs. And we're seeing that in effect in a number of places. But the fact is, in Connecticut right now, is I don't think we're going to grow another UTC. I mean, Aetna's hanging on, God bless them, and so are a number of other companies. But the fact is, it's small businesses that are going to make the job growth.
You got that right, because people don't realize that 70-75% of all business are very small businesses, 10 people or less. They're affected dramatically by this minimum wage increase. Connecticut is becoming the most aggressive in anti-business or anti-jobs bills. The medical family leave is much more generous and aggressive than any that is in America, including California. The minimum wage actually will decrease the number of jobs that we have rather than increase it.
You know, here's the question. You have to weigh this. I mean, you know, as a senator, and you paid attention to this. You know, you've really got two things in play here. One is, okay, paid family leave, that'd be really nice. That'd be good. It'd be nice if somebody could make $15, okay? And I understand that 100%. On the other side, somebody has to pay that salary. And by the way, on that family leave thing, you're paying it, Mr. Employee, because that's where it's going. I mean, you know, it is a balance. And I think, you know, you don't want to seem hard-hearted, but the fact of the matter is some of this is just, it's nice, but it's very expensive.
That's right. The option they chose was the most expensive, especially when there were alternative ways to do this in a way that wouldn't be so heavy-handed to business, which already is suffering. It really is unfortunate. And as you said, you know, the minimum wage increase is nice to have, but both of these would be great to put in place if the state could afford it. Right now, Connecticut is not doing well financially. It's the worst time to layer another cost. And by the way, the minimum wage increase also increases local property taxes, because we're talking about all kinds of local businesses. We're talking about all kinds of nonprofits like YMCAs, employees all the way up and down the line. And that $15 minimum wage also increases union wages, because it's tied to that. People don't realize that. So already people are talking about high property taxes. They're talking about the high cost of doing business. In fact, I'm losing my next door neighbors with four very young girls in our school system.
What are they doing? They're moving. Where
are they going? They're going to South Carolina. And, you know, he has a business in Connecticut, and he said he would move it with him if he could, and may very well in the future.
That's just very nice. You know, the other thing, and just speaking of expenses, I saw a thing in the Connecticut Post this morning that, in fact, the governor is kind of back to the original thing because the toll deal, it's kind of difficult to get it through for a special session. But now we're back to trucks and trucks only.
Right. You know, so. and again, the reason that he moved away from his original pledge was because they couldn't see the revenue stream enough to compensate them for putting it in place. You know, it makes no sense. It's almost like doing it just in spite, just to be proven right.
Well, and you know, spectacularly, and I think you can make this point, anybody can, is the fact is, you know, this is how it works. Here's what, okay, we want to spend this. Now, where are we going to find the money? That's what comes first. It's not can we afford it, it's how do we afford it. Let's find a way to get revenue.
You're absolutely right, Ray. You know, I saw year after year that they first went to how much do we want to spend? In other words, they would look at the Appropriations Committee needs, and then they would go to the Finance Committee to find out how much in taxes they should raise. And it's the reverse, logically.
Well, I'm glad you're still around. I'm glad you're still speaking out. And anytime you want to, you just jump right in here, okay?
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.